This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, hello. Please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Jacobin.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gratum.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody f***ing likes.
What's going on? Welcome to the latest podcast, the Charterhouse Real Estate podcast at CycloneFanatic.com. It's another it's another year in Kansas City, and last year Adam Gray had to stop mid podcast to vomit or diarrhea, one of the two.
I remember him. He denies this, of course, but I remember him stopping, and he looked bad. And in fact, apparently this year he's worse.
Well, because he's not here.
He's literally not here, and we're doing this, and he is alive because we were texting him earlier. And he was responding, and then he must have fallen back asleep or something, because now nothing.
I talked to him, and he and Brent Bloom came down, friend of the podcast, Cyclone Fanatic columnist Brent Bloom, of course. And apparently Bloom was still sleeping when all the texting was going on.
Yep.
And Gray sounded like a train wreck. Gray sounded like a semi had run over him yesterday, much like Buddy Hield did Iowa State's defense. Yep. But Gray's not here, so now we got your wife.
We have a good sub.
The beautiful Katie, how are you?
I'm good. A little nervous.
Because, why are you nervous?
Because you guys can ask some different type of questions.
Yes, we can.
That's just the way she rolls.
Yeah.
She listens every week, but so it was nice because we had a little bit of a meetup last night for people that like the podcast. And people actually got to meet Katie for the first time. She's been mentioned a bunch over the past 80 episodes or whatever we've done. So this is her first time on. She's not allowed to say any good stories about me.
How many episodes have we had? We need your brother, who's the podcast historian. We need him to figure that out for us. So that way, like, we should just start labeling our podcast like episode 20, because I never know how to title. That's my biggest problem with this.
How to title?
I don't know what the headlines are, because we touch on so many topics over the course of the podcast.
It has to be. I've been asked this too. It's got to be 80 plus, because we haven't. Have we done this quite 2 years?
I don't think so.
I think we're going on 2 years. I don't know when it started. That's the problem.
It started.
We've been through a couple football seasons.
Football.
And now we've been through a couple basketball seasons. That's what I know. So it's got to be getting close to 2 years.
I just remember one of the originals wasn't it Bryce DeJean Jones when he played his music too loud and we did like an emergency podcast. Do you remember that?
We were talking about it. I don't remember the emergency part of it.
Well, I do. I remember because I like texted you guys. I'm like, guys, we got to get it.
Do you remember this?
No.
I gotta go. It's an emergency podcast situation.
Katie, when you, being Mark's wife, how do you do it?
I've been asked that question a lot, and especially last night. I had a lot of people say they like me better, so I think I'm on the upswing.
Everybody likes you better.
Right now.
It's ridiculous.
Do you really like Mark, or like, why do you put up with him?
I've been with him a long time, since I was 16 years old, so I'm pretty used to him. But people are shocked that I actually don't care what he says on this, because generally that's how he talks normally.
That's what's great about Mark, and I've grown to really appreciate it over the years. Like, really. Like,
I'm the anti-gray, is what I am.
He would say pretty much anything that's on his mind.
Yeah, I know, and I love that.
It's the Donald Trump of the Fockhead.
Don't label yourself that
the
way.
The one person I can compare you to, and this is a great compliment, I promise, was my late grandma. She's dead now.
Grandma, nice.
But
nice.
This woman would say anything to anyone, and she didn't even, like, this is where I compare you to her.
Yeah.
She doesn't realize it's not tactful sometimes. Like, she'd just say it. Like, and I appreciate that. It keeps everybody light.
I'm not PC. PC is a waste of time. You know, I can be polite when I need to be, but yeah, it's such a waste of time.
Well,
yeah.
Katie balances me out though, because she's the opposite of that. She doesn't like to offend people. She doesn't like to go, you know, make a scene. She don't, not none of that.
I'm a peacemaker. You're kind of a confrontation.
Yeah.
Judger upper.
She's the Buddy Hield of the relationship.
Speaking of Buddy Hield, that dude is good.
Okay, so yeah, let's get to last night's game. I don't think Gray's not here, so we're obviously not going to break it down. We're not going to break down the shot chart, but damn, this is what my column was about. Like, sometimes you've got to just swallow even being upset that your team lost, and you've got to just sit back and appreciate it for what it was. And we just freaking saw two of the all-time greats in the Big 12 going bucket for bucket. Buddy has 39. George scores 14 in a row and single-handedly keeps Iowa State in that basketball game.
Yeah.
That was just, man, like, when I'm looking around Sprint Center after the game, and when Hield and George are being interviewed by Holly Rowe together, you've got Kansas fans giving them both standing ovations. Man, that was just, it was a special night.
George is, again, one of the greatest players in Iowa State history. We've talked about that before, and his jersey will get retired. I still have problems with what's he going to do at the next level, and I know that's irrelevant.
Yeah,
but when I look at him and Buddy together, I say Buddy's going to be a pro. The guy's a great shot, et cetera. I'm still curious what's going to happen with George. But
I've kind of come around. The first time I asked anybody about Niang, I think Niang was a sophomore. Niang and Doug McDermott were both young. And I was talking to Gary Thompson, of all people.
Yep.
A little name drop.
The Rolling
right
Rocket.
Here. Yeah, the Rocket told me he didn't think that at that point, and George is a different player now, didn't think that George would ever probably play in the NBA. But, like, I'm watching him last night. When he hits that step back three, that reverse layup he did, listen, I get it. Like, I understand that league. And I have some fresh perspective now that Fred is with the Bulls. I'm just paying so much more attention to the association now that I used to. But, like, I just have a hard time watching George Niang score 14 points in a row and going, there's no place in the NBA for that guy. Like, he can't be the 10th guy on a bench somewhere.
Well, that's my point, too. And even as would Fred take a chance on him into the bench guy? I mean, obviously, they're super close. Fred knows what he can do. And I agree with you. I mean, a lot of guys in the NBA how big is the roster? 12 guys?
13, I believe.
So 12, 13, 11, whatever that is, most of those guys don't play significant minutes anyway. So would you want a George Niang on your team, even if he's not starting, just for, you know, a few minutes a game?
At least he's not going to be a jackass. Like, you know, he's not going to get arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can see that happening. But Buddy Hield, I can see being drafted in the top.
That's
three.
A lottery pick.
That dude is good.
Well, and the thing was, after the game, I was talking to TJ Otzelberger in the locker room, and I kind of just asked him, like, how do you coach against that? Like, I was just, I don't want to rub it in that, hey, that dude just dropped 39 on you guys, but, like, realistically, what could Iowa State have done differently? Because they don't have a Chris Babb. There's not people made way too much out of Matt Thomas's defense, and Matt's come a really long way, and he's a nice defender now, but he's not an elite defender.
Yeah.
Like, what could Iowa State have done differently? I don't think that when Buddy's in that mode, man, he's unstoppable.
Short of a double team, probably nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy, one of the first threes he made was a super, super deep three. It was like, I didn't think he was going to shoot it from there. When the guy has, and it reminded me, in that brief moment, it reminded me of how frustrating it'd have to be to watch Steph Curry play your team.
Oh,
Steph Curry. Now, he's not at that level, But Buddy could get at that level. He's that good of a shooter. Where, I mean, Steph Curry's been in the league a number of years.
I just feel like when he started the game, though, with that three, I knew it was over. He was going to have a good game.
That was a bad look.
I was like, dang it.
I was telling somebody before the game, I didn't say it on the podcast, I don't think last week, but I said, you can't stop Buddy, but I'd love it if we would hold him to 20 points and not let him get 40. And then he gets 39. That's exactly what we couldn't do. And it felt weird in the arena last night. It's kind of like, for the last couple of years, people have expected us to go down there and win. Our first game, especially. It kind of felt like people were resigned to our fate that we might not win this year. And people that I saw weren't super, super bummed like they would have been in the past.
I think that's fair. And I think it's just indicative on how the season's gone. Like, they've been... I think it's fair to say when you're a top 10 preseason team and the expectations were as high, they have underachieved.
Yeah.
I think there's been reasons for that. I don't think it's simple as you pointed, Hoiberg's gone, it's Steve Brohm's fault. No, if you take Naz out of the lineup in October and you have media and the coaches rank those teams, Iowa State's not in the top 10.
Yeah.
They're not. They're probably still a top 25 team, which is what I think that they are. But they're not. Nobody's putting them preseason top 10. Nobody's talking about a Final Four, et cetera. So I think that it's just like from a fan perception standpoint, all year long, they've kind of just been underachieving. So you come down here and you draw the sixth ranked team in the country in the first round. I've been pretty vocal that I thought if they could get past Oklahoma, which I thought would be the biggest chore, I thought they would beat West Virginia pretty good and then get to the finals and, see what happens. But, again, I thought it was 50-50 at best that they could get past Oklahoma. I think a lot of fans probably were in that boat, too.
If you're bummed today because of the loss last night, just the consolation is we're not the Iowa Hawkeyes. So,
oh, brutal.
That's a flaming dumpster fire happening right there. And that is... I've never really paid attention to their coach, honestly, because I'm an Iowa State fan or whatever. And our coach is like the Pope. I mean, he says he doesn't even curse and didn't know why he got a technical foul last night, which I don't know if he cursed or not, but he said he didn't. Fran McCaffrey, by the way, is a jerk. He just is. He was ripping into his own radio guy after the loss against...
Yeah, that was last year, right?
No. When they beat Michigan... Last week, they beat Michigan at Michigan. I'm listening to the post-game interview in my car, and he starts ripping into Dolph. Didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. This was after a win.
I didn't hear about that.
He just treats them like crap, and he treats reporters like crap, and he just seems like a grump.
What's funny about Fran, though, I don't know. It's so up and down with him, when they're winning.
But even this was after a win, which was surprising.
Weird. No, the Prohm thing, that was crazy last night that Fred and Prohm both got T's on the same night. That's so not like either one of them. And then Eustachy got one, too.
The trifecta.
Yeah. And
Where was Floyd? Floyd around?
Floyd didn't play. I checked, actually.
All right, okay.
And one guy tweeted at me that McDermott almost got one in his Big East game last night. So that would have been sweet.
But, dude, how mad were you at the refs? I was so mad at them.
Well, I
would get a technical because I was getting fired up, and I normally don't get that emotional.
You're a lot closer to the court, Chris, than we were. So was there any one call or two calls that you thought were especially egregious?
The
jumping up and down and then making a layup?
On George after the ball had clearly been released. That was completely ticky-tack.
I told Eric Heff this after the game, and Heff respectfully disagreed. Heff's always after refs. That's one of his one of the reasons I love him. And I said that, and I truly mean this, just because of the situation, the timing, there's no need at all. And there was nothing there. The second foul on Niang, when he was backing, I don't know who it was, Healed or somebody.
Yeah,
that's Healed. When they got him for that hook, I think that was the worst call of the year. I'm sorry. There's no need to call that. He didn't gain an advantage. Nothing happened. Yeah. Absolutely nothing happened. You take him out for the last 5.5 minutes against a team the game was over then. Because, asking your team to come back when your point guard's playing at 40% or whatever the hell Monte is right now, they were in no man's land. You can't play without Niang for 5.5 minutes.
And that's where depth kills us, because they're so afraid of losing George that they have to sit him. And they sat him 10 minutes the game before, 5.5, whatever. If we had a deeper bench, you might say, let's keep playing George. And if he happens to get a third foul, we'll bring the bench in and hopefully relieve him at that point. but we're petrified for him to get three fouls.
Well, and I feel like the players
time.
Are too, because you go stale for so long and they can't hit a basket. So then they're, I feel like it was a
Game, it's unfortunate because that game was lost at the end of the first half. I mean, they went on their little run, got up by six, and got fired up at halftime by blocking a couple shots on our last offensive possession. At that point, and it, you know, revisionist history, but it seemed like it was kind of over at that point.
It, I was super upset about that second foul on George, because the problem with him is the offense goes through him every time.
At least
it should. And the biggest issue, so you talk about depth, and they have a couple of guys in Nader and Burton who have proven to be capable, but they're not consistent. You just don't know what you're going to get from those guys on a night-to-night basis. Yeah. And you saw that last night. I mean, you know, Nader hit some shots, but I mean, he still had four turnovers. Burton will look like an NBA All-Star one time down and then just lose his mind. That's where getting George out of the game hurts you, especially when Monte is not having the ability to score, which he doesn't have right now. That's the biggest concern Iowa State
has. At least Burton contributed to one of the best backdoor covers I've ever seen.
Oh, God, that was awesome. Did you bet it?
No, I did not. Not only did he hit the three-pointer at the buzzer to do it, but shortly before that, 2 seconds really is all that's left in the game, and Buddy gets called for traveling. If that doesn't happen, and the dribble out the clock or whatever, game's over. So that had to have happened, and then Burton comes down and hits essentially a meaningless three to turn Vegas upside down on that game.
That was an underrated cover.
Yeah.
He wasn't very excited about that, I'm sure.
Vegas. Scott Van Pelt was talking about it. Like highlighted it. Was just playing Brent Musburger clips and stuff.
That was a big one. Because I tweeted that right after the game. I said, degenerates loved the ending to the Iowa State game. And that was what, I don't know if you saw my Twitter last night, that was what prompted the guy to say, I'm the worst representative of Iowa State of all time.
What's the correlation?
He hates my guts.
Why did he say that based on that tweet?
Apparently he's not a fan of gambling.
Well, you
or
called
you
him,
calling
you
out him, gambling. You That's
him,
the problem.
You called him degenerate. So it wasn't like you were like saying, yeah, go
when gamble. He may be a gambler, actually. Yeah.
But when I call somebody a degenerate, it's not like, oh, you jackass. It's kind of a loving thing. Yeah. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. And I don't...
Like, I would call you a degenerate, and you wouldn't get upset about that.
Although I haven't gambled in a long time, so I've been busy with work, but...
You're not doing that that NBA picks on that one site anymore?
Hell no, dude. That ended a long time ago. I bankrupted you and Gray for that site.
My God.
Yeah, it was... it turned out to be not a good site after all. So... What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah. Still paying those debts.
So Twitter, though, yeah, you got ripped. You got ripped at a new one last night, but I've said this before.
People are mean.
We've talked. The only reason they do it, it's anonymous.
It's anonymous.
Do you know that person personally?
I don't care.
And he wouldn't say it to you if you did, you know? Or if he said, come on the radio show and let's talk about how much I suck. You'd be like, no, I don't want to.
But that's why I love, like, when we do the podcast meetups. Like, it's the same guys. Like, we got a core of, like, 20, 25 dudes, and they don't give a crap if we know who they are. Like, they're telling us about their families. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's not the jackass who goes by a screen name.
Okay, is there a correlation between the fact that I didn't go last year and Mark said there's all these women wanting to take pictures with them and
there
all that
a lot
stuff?
Of women last
and then
year.
This year, yeah. no women. Okay,
there's a difference, yeah. So it's because last year we did it on a Friday.
Oh, okay.
And what happens is, you know, when Iowa State would, I think last year, they won the 4-5 game, if I'm not mistaken, which was at like 11 o'clock in the morning on Thursday.
And so we came back, didn't we?
Well, all those, yeah.
So
yeah.
Everyone was all fired up.
Or maybe it was the early night game. It was like at 6. I don't know. But point is, like, a lot of people came down on Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think, I mean, that's like that's what my wife's doing. She's coming down today, even though Iowa State lost. We're going to hang out down here all weekend.
So don't worry, baby. We're just as popular. It's just the wrong day.
Well, yeah, and that was, you know, the confidence thing. Like, we talked when we were trying to get that thing put together. We go, are we even sure that we're going to be here on Friday?
Yeah.
Where last year, we were pretty confident that they would beat Texas.
Which was the right choice in hindsight, because we're not here on Friday. I mean, we are here physically.
You just wanted the ladies to show up.
Well, you know, the ladies. You know, it's good.
He likes
the
pictures.
He didn't get
an autograph, but you got some pictures autograph. With the ladies.
We
got
to give a shout out, by the way, to our podcast friend at ESPN, who's been hooking us up.
Oh, Brant.
Yeah, I did not meet Brant, but
Brant's a great guy.
Apparently, everyone else has met Brant.
So Gray's been orchestrating this, but I think we're going to go and watch the Braves play with him down in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Even though the Braves are just garbage, they're going to be, it's a hot mess down there right now.
They're horrible.
They've got the best farm system in baseball, though, so in like 3 years, they're going to be in the World Series. Watch.
Branch, if you're listening and you want to get me tickets to Wrigley Field, I won't say no, because the Cubs are going to be fantastic this year.
I met Brant on Wednesday night. Was fun. Now, if you see, to me, like, that's the best night of the Big 12 tournament. Once the tournament starts, that's all I do is work. I don't really have time to go out and enjoy the festivities. Wednesday night, like, it's not that busy, so there's no line, like, and the prices aren't all jacked up and everything. Like, Wednesday night at Kelly's is one of the coolest traditions I think Iowa State has here. Have you done that?
I've been to Kelly's, but I heard it was packed.
Oh, man, it was nuts.
A buddy of mine said they got there like 3 in the afternoon and stayed all night because it just got packed around them. Like, they got seats at the bar, and then it just, everyone came in after that.
That's the best part about Kansas City to me is, I've talked about this a lot, but it's the best part of bowl games. It's the best part of even like road football games or whatever. When there's a group of people who all have something in common, mm-hmm. let's say it's, you know, it's fandom. It's this is the best example. And you're in a place that you're not normally in.
Yep.
So when you're all outsiders and you kind of have this like we're taking over mentality,
yep.
that's what's so cool about Kelly's. Like, you walk into this bar in Kansas City, it's literally all Iowa State fans.
Yeah.
It's insane. And it's all these people like you've seen at Hilton. Like, you may not know their name, but oh, I've seen that guy before.
Is
like, oh, that guy.
Temper? Is that where that Kelly's is?
Or did it honestly, like, I get a Uber and.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they used to be by Temper.
It used to be.
I don't ever pay attention.
Okay.
It's in Westport.
Did you cover it when it was at Kemper?
No, I that was way before my
time. Never been there?
No.
At all?
He was young.
Yeah.
Do you know why Kemper Arena is famous when it comes to your favorite sport, by the way?
No.
Random trivia. What's your favorite sport?
WWE.
Yeah. Do you know why it's famous?
No.
Who was it? Bret Hart?
The Hitman. Oh, Owen Hart died.
Owen died there.
Is that where he died?
Where
I knew
he
it
fell.
Was in Kansas City.
Yeah, that's where he fell, at Kemper Arena.
So I know my old boss down in Shenandoah.
Yeah.
He always tells a story from that he took his boy and like a group of friends down to that, and they were like 12.
Yep.
And they were sitting there and they watched Owen Hart plummet to his death.
Yeah. Yeah, he fell from the ceiling and hit the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
I remember watching it. I was watching it live, and it was kind of fascinating to, you could tell, like, something was going on with the show.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're, like, people were, there was, like, their eyes were all red, and and then they went back out there, and there was, like, blood all over the ring.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been fun to watch at all. I don't think they lower people from the ceiling anymore, probably.
No, that's done. No, but could you imagine, though, being 12 years old and going to watch a professional and watching a guy, like, die right in front of you?
Especially in wrestling, you would think it's part of the show.
Yeah.
That was supposed to happen or whatever, so it'd be very confusing.
You think it's fake, and then it doesn't get, it's not fake.
So anyway.
Well, that happened, too, a couple years ago. Jerry the King, you know, Lawler?
Yeah.
He had a heart attack during the broadcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, on the air, and we're all like, holy crap.
Is this real?
Yeah, is this a bit?
Yeah.
Are they working this in there? Is this some sort of a storyline that we're supposed to follow?
I like it when, like, occasionally, remember there was a guy by the name of Sid Vicious?
This Psycho Sid.
Like,
he broke his leg.
Broke his leg
it,
and, like,
it freaking popped out.
Yeah, during the match, it was gruesome. I've seen the video, and basically they just, like, cover him real quick, and in the match,
it was
like,
awful.
This isn't going well. Let's end this thing
so
and get out of here.
This is what's shocking. Mark does not watch WWE, and he seems to know a lot about it. Like, it's the random
pop
culture.
I'm a man of the world, though.
Like, you know? Such random pop culture. And then there's, like, Gray, who doesn't know, like,
Gray doesn't know anything about
Full
anything.
House, that she's, like, on Candace Burr.
Screw that guy, Gray.
What it's, like, it? Ridiculous.
Gray, almost 11.
Gray's taking a big diarrhea right now.
I gotta check my phone to see if he's actually texting me back. So, we should make our predictions for the tournament coming up. Iowa State is
the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, Thursday or Friday? We don't know.
I don't know. We'll find out on Sunday. Sunday at 4:30.
So what is a couple predictions from you? By the way, for the record, Gray has still not texted back.
He's got a big diarrhea.
I texted him at 10:13 this morning, asked him if he's coming. We're going live soon. It is now half hour later, no response whatsoever from Gray.
I hope he's okay.
Do you he think probably fell asleep.
Do you think he's okay?
He's either puking
or he's crapping his brains out or he's asleep.
What do you, how does that
he
rotation,
early,
how right? does the rotation work between he and Bloom and the diarrhea?
With one toilet.
Yeah, like it's like you tag team.
Problem.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to follow Gray taking a diarrhea.
Can you picture this? They're in a hotel room. Gray's sitting on the toilet with the dookies and Bloom's in the bathtub right next to him. We'll wash this out when we're done, man. They're holding hands.
Gross.
They're sitting there holding hands. We'll get through it together.
Oh, I can imagine it.
So,
by the way, let's talk about gambling for a second, because there was a guy last night, don't know his name, but talked to me for a while at the meetup, and he asked me to make a bet for him and tried to pick of all these teams. He gave me his phone, all these teams.
Kate knows your basketball.
And I know my basketball.
Wait, what did you do?
So I said Virginia by 10 over Georgia Tech.
They do it?
Georgia Tech just played Clemson in a very hard game and all that stuff. So it came down to the wire. They won by 3, so I knew Georgia Tech was going to be tired. And the guy didn't believe me for a little bit, I don't think. And then he said he made the bet, and they won by 20. So
girl.
I think I feel like I deserve a cut.
We actually gave
really...
him two winners. He asked me, and I said Seton Hall is playing, and my son's name's Seton.
And
they're
he
playing
said
Creighton.
No.
Seton Hall by 1.5. I said, go with that one. He's like, I can't make a bet based off of that. And then Seton Hall won by like 8. They covered.
Nice.
So really, we should get his life savings.
That's good.
He's
good.
Listening today, so you're welcome, by the way.
You're welcome.
I bet our listenership's high today with people driving back.
It could be. What's
sorry, Gray's not here.
Yeah, Gray.
Get me instead.
As you're driving your cars back to Iowa, just think about Gray sitting on the toilet in his hotel room. I'm sure it's happening.
Holding hands with Bloom.
So what is our it's seed better. Next week? What is our seed?
5. So remember a couple weeks ago where I think that they're going to go like to the Sweet 16 Elite 8?
Yep.
I'm really worried about Monte Morris.
Yep.
Because he hasn't been the same guy in like a month now.
Mm-hmm.
And
all shoulder, though? The shoulder was new, though. Wasn't the shoulder in the Kansas
game? Yeah, but that's my point. I think there's something more going on.
Okay.
And he was super dejected after the game last night.
So a 5,
which is good. You want a guy to be pissed.
So a 5-12, you play a 4 if you win that game, right?
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad draw.
It's like Purdue, Duke.
That's not a bad draw, honestly.
No, not.
If you're a 5.
The problem is that 5-12 game. The upset game.
I was going to say, I don't like that.
There's been less of those in the past few years, though. I mean, everybody thinks it happens every year. It doesn't.
It does. It did happen. It does happen once every year.
I'm not convinced of that.
There's a gambling element to this conversation, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and I hope somebody does this research, but I would about bet you when the seedings come out on Sunday.
Yeah.
We're going to have closer spreads in like 14-3, 13-4, 12-5 games than at any point in NCAA history. Like, we've talked about parity all year in college basketball. Like, watch the betting lines when they come out on Sunday. It's going to be incredible.
So knowing basketball like you do, do you like Iowa State at a 5 compared to a 4 or a 6? Or does it not make any difference
to you? No, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'd obviously rather have them at a 4. But
so based on the fact...
It doesn't matter. The 4-5 is so close. But I think that like if you're the 5-12 game, you're usually playing like a conference champion.
Yeah.
Somebody who's won a lot of... Like a 13... I don't know. You're getting more of a low major like that 13. So like for the first round game, I want... But again, it doesn't matter. Because you're going to have a brutal game in the round of 32 regardless.
The thing that's interesting, though, is all these, if you watch the conference championships that are going on, all these teams that were not rated number one are winning them. So it kind of makes me think that the top seed could win against these lower,
that's
like 14, 15 seeds because they're not used to being there.
Yeah,
like Belmont's out and like, you know, all these teams that normally
teams
have been before are not in.
That's a really good point.
What is the, so your prediction is we're off back-to-back losses, albeit to Kansas and Oklahoma. Georgia's saying that won't happen again. That was his quote yesterday based on when they're not going to have another UAB.
Yeah.
Does Iowa State win their first round game?
UAB is also lost.
Yeah,
so
UAB
not
won't
be
even
it.
Be in the tournament. So,
thank God.
Does Iowa State win their first round game, in your opinion, regardless of who we play? And do they win their next one to get to the Sweet 16? Or are we kissing George goodbye next Thursday or Friday?
Watch me ball like a baby.
Yeah.
Did you cry on senior day?
Yes. Absolutely, she did.
But Mark totally lied. Because he welled up as well.
It's okay.
And I think a tear was going to drop.
When are you officially crying? When are you crying?
Well, you welled up to the point
when
where...
When a tear rolls?
It was going to roll.
Then I wasn't crying.
No, it was close.
Anytime there's precipitation from the eyelid, you're crying.
It was close.
I mean, the eyes were moist for a second. Well, George is crying up.
You just said moist.
It got to me. I did. I said the owner. I think that's one time you can use that word. It's not in relation to the female body part. Cake's, yeah, cake's okay. That cake is really moist. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a nice moist cake.
Yeah. I think.
No, that's gross.
I think we'll win a game. I think we'll win a game. If we lose in the second round, I'm not shocked by that. I would like to see them win at least one game.
It's all indicative on Monte because the good thing is our boy Jameel McKay is finally here. Like he's engaged. He's ready to go. He's ready to ball. It's on Monte. If Monte gets back to being Monte, Iowa State will be in the second weekend. If he's not, they have no chance.
So when did the games start? How much rest will he have?
He gets like a whole week.
A week.
Basically, yeah. If he's not healthy by then, he's not going to get healthy at any point. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, I'll tell you this. Wow. Here's some good news. He ain't going to the NBA.
Yeah.
Officially?
Well, I'm just saying.
So if he's not doing that, you're saying he's back.
Well, I've said he's going to be back for a long time that I thought he would be. I mean, I said that in, like, January. But... The only way he was going pro is if we made a run.
Yeah.
And I don't – like, he didn't look like a guy capable of doing that right now. Hopefully, for Iowa State's sake, he turns it around and he gets healthy and they can do that. But, I mean, would you buy that that's going to happen right now? No. I don't.
No, not at all. Not at all, which selfishly is good. I'd like to have him back. Get him back and Naz and Matt and –
Matt made
Burton.
Bad throws last night.
Yeah, Matt had a bad stretch of the game last night, but I'm not going to bust Matt's balls. He's been so much better this year than he has the previous 2 years.
I just don't like it when he throws it to nobody. Throw it to somebody.
That's not desirable when you throw the ball to nobody.
18 turnovers. That's a lot of empty possessions against the best offense in college basketball.
We got to shore up, and the time to shore up is here. We either do it next week or we're one and done.
Are you guys going to the tournament?
Doubtful. Doubtful.
Are you staying here this weekend or are you going home?
We're going to be here a little while. We got to go down to a toy store in the plaza called Zoom. It's kind of a cool little toy store, actually.
I think we're here until Saturday night, probably.
You need to take the wife and Cammie. You need to go explore. It sounds like every time you're here, you work.
That's all I do is work here. Yeah.
So you need to get out. You're a block away from Crown Center. There's a lot of kid elements, kid-oriented things over there, which are great.
But the train section, Lego section, you actually have to go through kind of a little maze to get there. So make sure you know where you're going.
Is the Lego place the one with the ride? Is there a ride in there, too? Like, not a big ride, but Seton and I were getting on rides that go around and around and around. Kind of like a merry-go-round. That's there, too.
Yeah.
Get out and enjoy this city, this day.
You want to be outside.
It's fun down here. I like Kansas City a lot. It's great. I don't think Gray will be doing anything fun today.
Other than wiping his rear.
The Hershey squirts.
All right.
Is that graphic?
No.
So
not for you.
You've yet to make a prediction. Are they winning next week?
I don't know. I mean, that's so hard because of matchups. But, I mean, I have faith that the guys are – I truly think that they're playing really good basketball. They just – the problem is for this team, it hasn't all come together at the same time. Like, when everybody else is playing well, McKay lost his mind.
Yeah.
Now that McKay's, like, completely engaged, George is playing at an All-American level, Monte's hurt. Like, if it all comes together, they could go to the Final Four if – that's the key. Yeah. So
you knew he was hurt last night, though, because George was open underneath the basket a lot for some of his quick passes, and Monte wasn't throwing it to him.
Because
you could tell he just couldn't do it.
I'll promise you guys this. They're not going to do what they did last year in that first round and just fall asleep. If they get beat, they're going to get beat. Like, it's – that was embarrassing, the UAB thing. I don't think that happens again. Is that good enough for a prediction?
Yeah, and you were saying last year the environment stunk.
Oh, it was horrible.
Where they played. And who knows, if they go to Denver, I don't know what the environment would be out like that. I'm jealous of the teams that are going to come play in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Because that will be a good environment. Sell out, we already know that. By the way, if you're listening and you need tickets, I've got some for sale. Shameless plug, give me money and I'll give you some tickets. Are you going to cover that? Or are you gonna, you're going to be with Iowa State?
I'm going to be with Iowa State.
Yeah, it's a media event, so I figured someone would be there. But and too bad the Hawks won't be there.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see them lose in the first round.
As a one seed?
As whatever seed. I don't think
they're going to be like a 7 or an 8.
I don't think they're going to win their game, whatever seed they are. I mean,
well, but no, they had this big, huge thing on ESPN all about the fact that, like, they're the team to watch because they're going to be the upset people.
I can't not
forever
throw a jab at the Hawks right now just because of how bad they've been in the Big Ten tournament 3 years in a row. I think they've lost to the 12 seed, the 13, and maybe the 14 in the last 3 years. That's horrible. So whether that's Fran or the players or whatever, they do not get up for the Big Ten tournament. So,
well, or Penn State, or
I'm happy to leave Cyclone fans with that good piece of information. So as they drive back to Iowa.
Go sell some houses, man.
Not today. I'm going to enjoy the day down here in Kansas City. I am busy. The market's crazy right now.
That's good. That's good. All right. Well, thanks for coming over, guys. We're at my hotel room in the Sheraton. This is some like high quality broadcasting right here.
And shout out to Gray when he gets around and listens to this. Missed you, buddy.
It's called, what is the diarrhea medicine, Imodium?
Yeah.
When it comes to diarrhea, you would know because you've been taking laxatives half your life.
Yeah, but I don't take this. I just let it go. Like, I don't take stuff to try and slow it down.
Imodium AD, is that what tightens you up? Or that's.
No, that one's supposed to, like, make it stop.
No, I just let it ride. I'll let nature take its course.
Can you believe he still hasn't texted me back?
People are going to be disappointed because they kind of like the hungover Gray, though. Fun to listen to.
I hope he's alive at this point. The fact that he hasn't responded bothers me a little bit. I'm starting to worry about my friend.
He'll be fine.
You gonna go save him?
I'm gonna go find him.
Gonna hold his hand while he's going to the bathroom.
All right, guys. If you're driving back, please be safe. And we'll. I don't want to overpromise. I think we're gonna do a. Bloom and I might do a Selection Sunday podcast. So
there you go.
All right. Thanks, Charter.
Later.
Later, dudes.